We say it's good to be in the Lord's house this morning. Enjoy hearing that good fellowship out here. We'll say it's good to be here this morning. Thankful everybody that's come out this way. If we got any visitors, we're glad to have you. And we'll say let's all stand. We'll start with prayer this morning. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, God, we just so thankful to be gathered out this way this morning. God, we thankful we got a place to go to get out of the world. God, we just want to pray for the one that stands this morning. God, make preaching easy for him. And Lord, I just pray that if there's one here with a need, God, that you'd fulfill that need this morning. God, we just want to thank you for saving us. And God, I just pray that you go with each and every one of us here today. So in the Lord's name I pray. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to Taylor and the choir.
Page two. Thank you. appreciate the choir this morning. At this time, we'll have the choir come down, and we're going to turn it over to Brother Levi.
Thankful for that good choir singing. I'm thankful one of these days, Taylor, I'm going to step off on that beautiful shore. And it's nothing that I done that's going to take me there, Billy. It's what the Lord did for me. And if you're here and lost today and you don't know if you're going to step off on that shore, you need to know this morning. You need to have a time in your life that you can go back to and know that you know that you know that the Lord saved you. I'm thankful to be here this morning and thankful for what I can feel. And at this time, we just ask everybody to stand and ask if anybody's got an unspoken prayer request this morning. Remember all them. Anybody with a spoken this morning? Okay. Remember Lester Atkins, he's in the hospital. Don Granger is in the hospital. And Roy Boland fell and got a fractured back. So remember all them. We hate to see our people that ain't able to be here that would like to be. Anybody else with a spoken prayer request? Remember the lost this morning. Amen. And remember Bob as he stands. Remember Terry, a good pastor. Anybody else before we go, Lord, in prayer? If not, we'll ask Brent to lead us. Friday night, I'd went up to Victory They had a baptism for a few that got saved, and that revival is in a while back. And I just like to say I'm thankful that the Lord's still saving. And I believe He's going to continue to save until it's that last one, Bob, and He'll call us home. And while I thought about what baptism, man, it's laying off that old man and putting on the new, the burial and the resurrection. And I might just read a scripture, and y'all just pray. I just had this on my heart as I was sitting there, and it says, "Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met Him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever Thou wilt ask of God, God will give it Thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto Him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" And I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm thankful that I know that I'm going to get up after a while. But I'm thankful that He let me, or He got me up back there in 2009 when I was just a little boy. He resurrected my soul when I was dying in my sins. He resurrected me that morning and let me know that I got a better place to go one of these days. So I'm thankful for that this morning. Anybody with a song this morning? Anybody at all? I'm sure it helped Bob. We got a lot of people here this morning. I know somebody's got one. Pray for him.
This week I was reading in Corinthians where Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I don't want to think about who I may be without God's grace in my life, the person that I would be. I'd probably be what the devil tries to tell me I am every day. But thank God he comes through and reminds me that that's not who I am. That God's had his way in my life, that he has saved my soul. And then I'm not the person that sometimes I feel like I am. I'm one of the redeemed, and I'm so thankful for that. From the time I woke this morning till the day was passing on, Satan tried to tell me that my victory would not come. So I just went into my secret place and called upon sweet Calvary's Lamb. My soul was filled with glory there when I remembered who I am. I'm an heir of God, an heir to Christ, through royal blood set free. I am more than just a conqueror. I am one of the redeemed. I am of a royal priesthood, try to tell me that my hope is all in vain. Oh, but they don't know the power that I have through Jesus' name. My soul, it has been redeemed. The price was paid by Calvary's Lamb, and His Spirit tells me I am His when I remember who I am. I'm an heir of God, an heir to Christ, through royal blood set free. I am more than just a conqueror. I am one of the redeemed. I am of a royal priesthood. I'm a stranger to this land. How heaven fills this soul of mine when I remember who I am. I'm an heir of God, an heir to Christ, through royal blood set free. I am more than just a conqueror. I am one of the redeemed. I am of a royal priesthood, and I'm a stranger to this land. How heaven fills this soul of
thankful for that song this morning. I'm thankful for the spirit they sung it in. I'm thankful for what I'm feeling this morning. Anybody else with a song? Anybody else? Pray for Katie.
Lord, bless your children who walk in perfection, who manage to master your will, and give them their share of sweet milk and others, and when they're all finished,
Dear Jesus, have mercy on me. Feed your children and give me the crumbs from the table. I'll wait for them down on my knees, and I'll be ever so grateful for the crumbs from the table, for strength needed to follow these.
Jesus is my high tower. He's the light in the dark hour. Without him, how could I see? And he is closer than a brother. Above him, there's no other. Without him, where
I can feel it. back on this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say, God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. As time rewinds, I can see I've cried some bitter tears, but I've felt His arms around me as I faced my greatest fears. I've had more gains than losses, and I've felt more joy than hurt as His grace fell down upon me so undeserved. God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, and His love will be my end. And I could spend forever just trying to tell you everything He is, but there's no better way to tell you than this. God's been good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams as I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, my God's been good.
I'm thankful the Lord's here this morning. Thankful for what I can feel this morning. I appreciate all them good songs. And at this time, I'll turn it over to one of the deacons or Brother Bob. I don't know if I'm allowed to turn it over.
Say, it's good to be back out in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see each and every one here. When you get up here, boy, they look like a lot of folks. But I'm thankful just to be saved by the grace of God.
Yeah.
testimony. And I'm with you, honey. I'm so thankful for this church. You've just helped me so much. I've had different folks tell me, boy, you've really helped Terry and you've helped me. But I'll tell you what, the church has helped me more than anything. And we just need one another. We need one another. If you're saved, I thought this week, and I'll say this, I thought this week, you know, I'm excited about going to church. And then Terry called me yesterday, and I was still excited, but then I got nervous about what God might want for me to do and where he'd want me to be and begin to think of that nature. But I was still excited because I want to see your people saved. And I hope that you're excited that you came here today to see my people saved. Now, honestly, my folks that are lost that I've got a burden for, they're up in Toledo. But I still pray that you've got a burden for them while I pray for yours. And that's what we're supposed to do, is have a burden one for another. And I don't know why I said that, but I'm thankful for the Lord, and we just need one another along through this way. We've got folks that live down south. Most of us are from some part of the south. And we've got folks that needs to be saved in them areas. And we got folks right up here in Ohio that needs to be saved by the grace of God. Hey, I'm nervous. Let me settle down here a little bit. I appreciate the song that's been sung, the choir. Oh, boy, they just sung with such power. Brother Jay taught this morning in Sunday school. What a wonderful lesson. And the 100th chapter of Psalms. If you haven't read it, go back and read it. Boy, I tell you what, there's power in the joy of the Lord. You need to have the joy of the Lord in your life. And the only way I can have the joy of the Lord in my life is to live for him the very best that I know how. And sometime in my best that I know how, I fall short because that I'm just human flesh and blood. But when I fall short, I know where to go. I try to lay down on my bed and I try to talk to the Lord until I go to sleep. Right or wrong, indifferent, that's the way that I do it. I try to go to the Lord and thank him for everything that I can think of and ask him to forgive me of the sins and shortcomings that I have as I go down through my life. And I know that I mess up a lot of times, and God looks over us and he shines his mercy down upon us. And he helps us to come to the knowledge of truth. So as we begin to think about what the Lord would have us to say today, I was thinking about the last time that I preached for Terry. It was for the... For his recognition of being a pastor, and I read from the 25th chapter of Matthew, and that's where I am today, 25th chapter of Matthew, and it talked about five wise and five foolish, but it didn't stop there, and it seemed like that God still got me in that same chapter, but I'm going to go down to the next part of that, but it all really lines in together, and that's where I'd like to be today. I'll try to move this out of my way. Okay. Anyways, we ask you for your prayers. We're thankful that we was able to come this morning to Sunday school, and glad for all of our visitors. Want everybody to just make yourself at home, and I think that everybody's done the singing they need to do, but you pray for just a little bit. It says, here in the 14th verse, he says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into the far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave five talents, and to another two, and to another one, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Likewise he that had received 2, and he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. So I'm going to stop right there, and I know it seemed like an odd place to stop. If I feel like reading the rest of it, I will. But it's pretty familiar scripture to those that are Bible read. So we ask you for your prayers if we just try to show you what the Lord was showing us as we begin to look at that. Going back to the week before that, I preached about the 5 foolish and the 5 wise that had the lamps all ready, and there was 5 that knew what was going on. They took care of things that need to be taken care of, but there was 5 that just let things go. And Jesus was concerned about these people that was letting things go, that didn't take care of the things that needed to be taken care of. They went part of the way. They went out. The virgins went out at when the bridegroom called, but they weren't ready because they didn't have no oil in their lamps. I know I didn't read that, but I read that a couple weeks ago or whatever. But as he began to, Jesus began to look to them, he was concerned for them that they would get things in order as they needed to be. So there's a personal thing that has to happen to you as an individual, and God blesses us personally with blessings. He blesses us with, if I can say, the responsibilities of doing other things in the church after you get saved by the grace of God. And when he gives you something to do, then you can find a blessing in that. It's not all, oh no, I guess I've got to preach today. Or, oh no, I guess I've got to teach today. You're excited about doing what God would have you to do. It's not, oh no, I've got to sing today. It's, I get to sing for the Lord today. I want to praise his holy name for what that he'd done for me. We need to be excited about coming out to the house of the Lord. As he begins in here in these scriptures, he says that unto one he gave 5 talents and to another 2. So they all got different things. And I began to think about that. I don't have a talent to sing, and I don't have a talent. You know, I begin to look at the things that I don't have, and I look around and think, well, all these other people, they can sing. And you see the deacons, they've got knowledge that the church has entrusted in them to hold the standards of the church high and mighty and solid and straight before, that we might be able to be a good solid church where the Spirit will flow continually throughout it. So we've all got duties that the Lord's give us to do. So this, if we had money, we'd take it out and we would take it to money lenders, and we've got a little that we saved up when we was working, and we went to this money feller, and he says that this is the best way to take care of your money. Everybody's got better ideas than what you have. So let me tell you today, don't mess around with your soul. You can mess around with your money, and I know some folks that's done it, and they've lost all the money that they had, and just seemed like that they just about give up in life. I'm glad that I've got more than money today. I've got my hope in Jesus Christ, because one day I knelt down and I cried out to him, and he saved my soul. But he not only gave me salvation, But he gave me a desire to walk in his word. He gave me a desire to read God's word. He gave me a desire to be in the church that I can come together and worship. He gave me a desire that I might hear my brethren and my sisters sing and testify. I desire this morning to see Levi opened up. And I was sitting there and I was just pondering what I should do. You know, Brother Terry says, would you take care of service? I said, I'd be honored to. I mean, who would not be honored to take care of church for Terry Brock? I mean, to me, I honor him. He's a great man. He's not God, don't get me wrong, but he's a great man in my eyes. He's a great mentor that's been for us all. Because he loves the Lord. And so I was honored that I might be able to do that. But I was more honored that I might be able to do it for the Lord. Because God wants us to see our people saved. I've got a burden for some folks that's in the house of the Lord today. You might say, well, is it me? Yeah, I can say that. There's a lot of burdens. I begin to count and I begin to think about some of the burdens that I had, and I look around and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And both, I tell you what, it just seemed like there's a great number of folks that needs to be saved this morning. There's a great number of folks that needs to rededicate their lives to God. There's a few folks that I know that needs to join the church. You say the pastor's not here. Are we supposed to be able to do that? Amen. We've got deacons to take care of that. Yeah. Yeah, they can take care of that business part of that thing. There's nothing that's too big that God's gave for you to do that you can't do. This is the day of salvation. The scripture says today is the day of salvation. Right now is the acceptable time to come to Jesus. The only time that you're going to get saved is when Jesus is calling. If I call out to you and say, come, then that's just not enough. It takes that Holy Spirit reaching out to you. And when that connection from the Holy Spirit is pounding on your heart, I can't get in there and do that. It takes God to do that this morning. So as I begin to think about these men that was here, and there was one that was given five, and boy, he done good with his five. He got out and he worked that. He got the right money lender, and he got the right person that he invested his things in, and it made double of what he had. Oh, God was so happy with him. Or if I might say, as this servant here, he said that he was so happy with him. He says he's a traveling into the kingdom of heaven. A man traveling into a far country who called his servants. So he called his servants that was there. Sometimes I want to make it specific that it's exactly right. I don't want to tell you nothing that's wrong. I'm telling you this morning this man here that had the five, he done all that he could to make that multiply. And I thought about some of the men that I've seen in my life. There's some men that can play the piano and they can sing and they can preach and just seem like it's unlimited the blessings that God's blessed them to do. I can't play the piano. I can't sing. Brother Brent, he plays the piano. He can sing. God just blessed him multiple ways. I'm so happy for him because I can rejoice in the things that he rejoices in. It's not that we're jealous of one another. We love each other. We praise God for one another. We've got to love each other today. And God will bless us in the things we did. This next one, as he come along, he only had two that God blessed him with. It just seemed like that he didn't get very much. So was that fair? God gave him what he thought that he would use. And he used it responsibly. He went out and he worked that and got what he could. And he doubled what that he had. And God was well pleased with him, if I can say it that way. God was well pleased. He says, well done, thou joyful, faithful servant. My friend, today, one of these days, you know what God's going to do? He's going to tell me, well done, thou faithful servant. Why is that? Because I gave my soul to Jesus, and he saved me.
Oh, I tell you, that gets me down to that last one. There was one that was there, and he thought, well, I'll just take and I'll hold that, and I'll protect that, and I just won't do anything with it, but I'll hold it and I'll protect it, and I won't let anybody damage that. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about when Jesus calls out to your heart, and he says, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. If you don't use that, that's that measure of faith that God has for you. You've got to use your faith. Your faith comes from God. The scriptures teaches us, he says, how can I hear without a preacher? How can he preach unless he be sent? I believe with all of my heart, soul, body, and strength that I have today, that God gave me this message for you today. If you're here and you're lost and you've not used that measure of faith, you need to just step out and say, God, I want to be saved. It's so simple. It's so easy to get saved by the grace of God. We as human beings make it hard. I got down on my knees a many time over at Pleasant View Missionary Baptist Church. You can ask them. I'd get down and I'd pray and I would get on my knees and I'd cry and I'd wail. And just seemed like that I just couldn't get anywhere. It just seemed like that I wasn't satisfied on the inside. And I'd say, I'm all right. I was a pretty proud feller. I didn't want people to see. But the church could see there was something just wasn't right. But one day, God began to speak to me. And he says, come unto me. Come unto me. Oh, that day when he said, come unto me, I come and I knelt down. Now, I know it wasn't at a church, but I went just as far as I could go. And I said, Lord, I just don't think I'll ever get saved. I just don't think I'm ever going to find it. God won't leave you out there where you just won't never find it. I was seeking the Lord, and he knew that. The scriptures teaches us to seek the Lord. The script in Proverbs, it says, seek the Lord in the days of thy youth. When the evil days come. You know, when you get older, there's a lot of things that comes on you, a lot of things that you experience in life that seems to weight you down, and you got more excuses. Them excuses don't hold water when Jesus says, come. It's a free salvation. It's a complete, it completes your whole life. I love my wife and I love my children and my grandchildren. There's just nothing like grandchildren. I mean, I just love them with everything that I have. And I love to see other people enjoying their grandpeople. But you know what? I enjoy worshiping God more than I do anything. You let one of my grandkids come over. Drew comes over sometimes and he works on my truck. And maybe I have him do a little work around the house. It tickles me to death and ticks Mama to death. Yeah, we're just happy as can be. But you know what? I'd rather be in the house of the Lord trying to preach the word of God than anything that they are in the whole wide world. Or hearing somebody else sing, hearing somebody else preach, just feeling God's presence move and that smooth, sweet spirit. God wants to bless us all, and he can bless us all, but you've got to be willing to do your part. Are you so excited about being in church this morning that you can't wait for service tonight? That's the way I feel right now. I can't hardly wait tonight. Brother Terry said he's going to have Brother Brent preach. I'm excited about hearing him preach. I'm excited about seeing people saved by the grace of God. Are you excited? Are they people that you want to hear sing and testify? Sometimes when people get up and they sing and they testify, they might only do it once a year. They might do it once every 3 months. But boy, I tell you what, when the Spirit moves, oh, it satisfies me on the inside. You need to be satisfied if you're saved by the grace of God. You need to be doing the work that God's called you to do as, well, If you're, well, that gets into a whole nother ball game. But as we begin to think about callings, I'll go there for just a moment. I believe that the Lord called me when I was just a young boy to be saved. That was my first calling. I believe that that calling was either I was going to be saved, or if I didn't do anything with it like that last man did, then I'd die and go to the devil's hell. There'd be no hope for me. There'd be no satisfaction. There'd be no completeness in my life. But I answered that call, and I knelt down and I cried out and I said, "Lord, if you don't save me, I'll perish." Then there was another call that God gave to me one time when he called me to preach. And I said, "Lord, I can't do that. I can't do that, Lord. I can't speak plain enough, and I can't remember good enough, and I can't." I just had a whole list of things that I began to tell God. And as you remember Moses, he says, "Yes, Lord, I remember Moses." He says, "You remember that I gave him his younger brother? That Holy Spirit will lead you and it'll guide you. You might be the older guy, but the Holy Spirit that's moving on the inside of you, that's what's going to do the preaching." My friend, today we worry about things and we just need to leave them in God's hands. I got one more calling that I'm looking forward to one of these days, but I'm in no hurry for. That's to go home to be with Jesus forever and ever. Now, I don't know, some folks believe in calling to teach and calling to sing, and if that's what you believe, that's up to you. You can do that. It don't make me no difference because it doesn't change nothing. But, oh, I tell you what, I believe that they're great gifts. I think they're great gifts given from God. Great gifts to play the piano and gifts to sing and gifts to teach and all kinds of gifts all over the place. But if we differ in that, that's all right. Just get saved by the grace of God. Walk for God the very best you know how. And then when you get right where you need to be, you won't hardly wait to get back Sunday night. You won't hardly wait to get back Wednesday night. And you'll have a song on your heart. You'll have a testimony on your heart. You'll be reading and you'll be praying. Those preachers will be in a place where if Terry calls on us, she says, "Well, you need to preach." You say, "Yeah, Lord, I'm willing. I'm willing, Lord." Yeah. Are you willing to do what God wants you to do for the benefit of your people that's lost? For the benefit of my people that's lost? Right. It's all for us together. It's all for us together. He's a Savior that just keeps blessing. I worked 42 years, I give my life to Johns Manville. I went in there and breathed all that dust and that stuff and got around all kinds of chemicals and stuff. They don't even know my name today. You know who knows my name today? Jesus. He calls me out. Even when I'm not close to him where I need to be, he calls me out and he says, "Son, I need to hear from you." I'm glad God calls me out. I'm glad that he knocks on my heart's door and he says, "I'm his." He said, "I've paid a price for you upon Calvary. I died for your sins and I rose the third and appointed day so that you could be saved by the grace of God." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. We're afraid sometimes to raise our hand. We're afraid. I used to make fun of people that would raise their hands. Ain't that awful? One day God showed me. Maybe this will help somebody. One day God showed me when I was up preaching, I raised my hand. I said, "Thank you, Lord." And he says, "See, those folks that you was making fun of for raising their hands, you ought to be ashamed of yourself." And I said, "Yes, Lord, I am, Lord. I just want to praise you because you're so good to me." He's so good to us. God just wants to bless your life. Just let him bless you. Don't be afraid of the blessings of God. Move out. Get your hearts right with him whenever he calls you. If you feel that inclination somehow to kneel down and pray, maybe things ain't all wrong with you, but maybe you just need to pray for somebody. Follow him. Follow him. He won't lead you wrong. I think that's about enough. I'm so happy to be in the house of the Lord. I'm so happy to be serving a wonderful Savior. I'm so happy that my family is able to come to this church and be welcome and be a part of the Grand Old Mother Church. You know why they are? Because they've been born again. Born of the Holy Spirit. If you're not born of the Holy Spirit this morning, I pray that you'll come to the Lord. Let him bless your life. Let him multiply the benefit. Oh, there's a lot more in benefits. So I tell you what, there's a lot of benefits in living for the Lord. Let's get us a song, Brother Taylor. I don't know anybody's heart. If you're here and lost, the altar is wide open. If you're here and cold and indifferent, the altar is wide open. If you need to join the church, whatever it is, do it for the Lord today. Would you come? Help her, Lord. Go ahead.
You've been my light for so long.
Come.
You were right when I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me.
Would you come?
You've been my friend when no one cared.
God loves you.
I was alone, but you were there.
He said, I'll go with you,
Lord,
always.
You're the best
even
thing
to the end of the world.
Ever happened to me.
Are you trusting God this morning? Are you leaning on his understanding? I owe my whole life to Jesus.
All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life. Make me what you have me be.
Are you willing to say that this morning? Make me what you'd have
for
me to be.
I'm your child and you're my father.
I said that. God said, okay, preach my word.
And you're the potter.
So thank you, Lord. Now I say, thank you, Lord. It took me a while to get there because I was stubborn. Don't be stubborn like I was, but come to the Lord.
Borrowed treasures, borrowed dreams.
Please step out.
All of these joys you've given me.
Is Jesus talking to you?
When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile.
Amen, amen.
Let come what may,
your will be done.
I love you, Jesus.
Can you say that today?
Precious Son.
I love
Lord,
you, Jesus.
You're the best thing that ever happened.
You're the best friend that I've ever had.
Me.
Oh, the best thing that ever happened to us.
I owe it all to you, Lord.
Would you come?
All I have
is Jesus speaking to your heart?
Take my life. Make me what you have me be. For I'm your child.
Would you take that little nugget that God's given you, that measure of faith, and use that this morning to get salvation?
The best thing that ever happened to me.
Apostle Paul says, my heart's desire as that all Israel should be saved. Was he talking about just that place over there in Israel? He was talking about the whole wide world, that they could be saved. I wish the whole church was saved this morning. By that I mean everyone that's in this building, that they could be saved by the grace of God. But the only way that you get saved is if you surrender your heart to God. Your whole being, you have to say, God, I want to be saved. Go ahead, follow your heart.
I had wasted my life.
Come.
In a country far away, then I made my way back through my tears and my shame to the house I grew near.
Help him, Lord.
I heard my father say, bring the best robe, for my son has come home today.
Amen.
The best for the worst, that's how he works.
Help him, Lord.
I should have been last, oh, but he put me first. He satisfied my hunger, he quenched all my thirst. That's my Father, he gave the best for the worst.
Amen. Amen. Well, I appreciate that, Levi. I appreciate the Lord giving you that extra oomph measure of time. If he's speaking to your heart the way that he spoke to my heart that morning that I got serious about being saved, he never left me. So if you got something that's staying with you on the inside and it don't leave you, I beg you to find you an altar wherever you're at. If it's at home, if it's as soon as church is over, say something, we'll come back and pray for you. Pray with you. That's all we can do. We can't save you. We can't do nothing. But it takes the Lord doing all them things, you see. See, he gave me the measure of faith. He gave me the spirit to move with. And he gave me forgiveness. What a great God. And he still today gives me forgiveness because he knows I'm just human. That's no excuse. The scripture says, thou art unexcusable, old man. So we're not excused for our sins and our shortcomings, but we're supposed to walk upright, be unspotted from the world. Sometimes we try to hide that sin. You know what happens when you hide sin? It pops out, and it makes a sore place on you, a bad-looking place on you. It's kind of like, I've always heard this, that somebody would sweep something under the rug, and you'd trip under that. Mommy never swept nothing under the rug. She kept it all clean. That's the way God is. He don't sweep nothing under the rug with me or nobody else. You got one more song? One more song, if you would. Would you come? Come just like you are. Do you want to be saved? I believe the want to's there. I believe there's a desire. Ask somebody that's right close to you if they'll come and pray with you. I guarantee you they will. They love you. I love you today. I love you enough, I want to see you saved. I can tell you is when God moves on you, move. Move. Be willing to do that. He'll save you and He'll give you peace and joy. Peace that you just can't explain, the peace that God gives you. Well, if I could, you know, they sing a song sometimes, I forget how it goes, but if you could see what I was, see where I came from. And I think most of us can say that. But I tell you what, I just felt like I was in the lowest of low place. And God just wretched down in the deep miry pits of sin, just like David talked about. And I felt like I was the lowest of low. But He saved me. He seen me that I was worthy, worth keeping. He made me worthy, you see. It's all because of the blood of Jesus Christ being applied to my soul. What a Savior. What a Savior. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Anybody else have anything on their heart? All right.
Mine is for the Thanksgiving dinners, and that's actually coming up on us pretty quickly. We are going to be passing those out Saturday, so we just have this week left to collect some items, and I'm very thankful we counted the items that are already back there on the table during Sunday school, and we've actually collected a lot of canned goods and non-perishable items so far, so that's really awesome, but I'm going to let you know what we are in need of. So we really need some instant potatoes. We are giving to 21 families so far. So just to kind of give you an idea. So that's really awesome. And we're delivering those meals. So they will for sure be getting all this food. But what we are in need of is instant potatoes. We need 20, about 20 more of those items. We also need like canned gravy or like the packets of gravy, and we need about 14 or 15 more little gravies. And then we also need 23 box stuffing, so we need quite a bit of that too. And then 15 desserts and about 22 liters. We don't have any 2 liters back there. So basically, if you're going to the store and you're wondering what do they need, think 2 liters, potatoes and stuffing, and you'll be good. So like I said, we have 21 families we're giving to, and I know two of those families are very large. They said they're like a family of 10, so they'll need extra food. So obviously we'll take anything, even if you have, you know, different canned soup or whatever in your pantry and you're like, you know what, I'm not eating this, I want to get rid of this, we will give those extra items to those families too, because they'll eat that through the week or, you know, whatever. So they're happy and they'll take anything that you have or that you want to donate. And then we're also still collecting cash donations, and then that will go towards our perishable items, which is the turkeys, butter, milk, rolls, those sort of things. So thank you for all your donations, and keep donating. And the youth group is going to meet here on Saturday from 1 to 5. So we're going to prep those boxes, and then we're going to split up into groups, and we're going to deliver those meals. So it's all hands on deck. We need as many people as we can get here. And if you can only be here maybe for a couple of hours, that is completely fine. We can use your hands during those hours. So again, we'll be here from 1 to 5. And we ourselves are going to be having our Thanksgiving dinner as a youth group. So I'm going to be making a ham. And then if everybody else could bring some kind of a covered dish, that would be great. So just remember that, and thank you.
Starting next Sunday, we're going to have our Christmas play practices, and that's going to be the whole afternoon between services, and it's going to be first grade and up. And so I mentioned last week, if you wanted to give money or a gift card or something, you can give it to Linda or Heather or me. We do have a budget for the Christmas play, so I know a pizza guy, so I don't know if we'll be getting pizza or not, but please pray for us. We'll be starting next Sunday, and then the following Sunday, and then the next Sunday is the play. That's the 15th, and we'll have dress rehearsal that afternoon, and then at service that night, we'll have our play. So please pray for that. It's gifts and miracles, and you know, it's a wonderful time of year, and we'd love to see somebody get saved.
All right. Any other announcements? Amen. Amen. A lot of good things going on. A lot of good, I call them ministries. They're a good thing that you can do to get the Lord's word out.
I did forget something. If you didn't sign up yet for the Christmas play and you want to be in, I know there's some folks that might thought it was just the little kids this year or dads, but if you're between first grade and high school and you want to be in it, the sign up sheet is still on the little podium right outside.
All right.
Also, Wednesday night will be the last night that we will be taking the collections that they had for the purses and blankets. And we've got a lot of purses out there, but I think maybe one blanket is what I was going to talk to Lynn. I think there was one blanket. So if anybody wants to bring anything to donate to that, probably a blanket would be a good idea. Those people in North Carolina are going to need them.
So. Amen. Amen. That's great. Purses and blankets, mostly blankets. Anything else? Amen. Amen. Certainly remember them in prayer. A lot of sicknesses. Again, Lester Atkins is in the hospital, and Don Greiniger and Roy Boland. So be much in prayer for them. If there's no other word, I'm going to look to Jay, if you would, to lead us in prayer. Dismiss us in prayer.